This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Now, from the beginning of this, 11, 12 weeks ago, we knew that a lot of the videos out of China were fake. We knew that they were trying to create as much fear as possible. But we also knew that the virus was man-made. And so we had to take it very, very seriously. We now know why it's man-made. That's so Bill Gates, who financed the whole thing through sub-companies on record, can control the rollout of the vaccine, because you could never have a vaccine for a cold virus because there's thousands of them in the corona family every year, thousands of different mutations. But if you make an entirely new alien, and that's what it is, it's an artificial chimera. Those were just in fabled Greek legends before, you know, creatures that were made up of three or more animals. Chimeras. And so it's out there, and I said 11 weeks ago with Dr. Steve Pachinik that this was already in the population and that they already knew it and that a lot of folks had already died from pneumonia-like symptoms. And it's a tough virus. But the response to all of it and the hysteria...
I think that this is mass hysteria. We should calm down and just look at the facts. And if we do, we'll see that people under 60 who are infected have a death rate of zero.
Mas o que tínhamos que conter naquele momento era o pânico, a histeria e, ao mesmo tempo, traçar a estratégia para salvar vidas e evitar o desemprego em massa.
When you have so-called intelligent people tricking the utterances of a 16-year-old girl with biblical truth as to what the climate's going to do in 60 years' time, let alone 100, and now all this coronavirus stuff, we surely must be in the age of hysteria.
And now it was in the New York Times yesterday that, oh, turns out it was already in the United States in November, but still we've all got to stay locked down, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of civilization as we know it, and a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically in the last 26 years, and I've been telling you for 26 years that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM that his mother captained. His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this, and if you don't spread the word, and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you. We are back live, and there is a lot of craziness going on today. We had this guest set up a few weeks ago, and it's an important guest, so I still got him coming up. I'll tell you about who that guest is when we come back to the next segment. I was busy reading a bunch of documents over there in the corner before we came back live here. But this is the globalist takeover. And it's an insane moment to be alive, isn't it? But Everybody that thinks so far your Stockholm Syndrome has gotten ahead, everybody that thinks complying has gotten ahead, you're about to get a rude awakening. Compliance to the New World Order is death, death, death.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the third hour here today, and I wanted to get Mark Passio, an author and researcher and talk show host from WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com, on to talk about natural law. And, you know, he's going around investigating a lot of different occult groups and they're trying to give his perspective on what they're up to. But I wanted to get him on a few weeks ago. He's here on the show in the middle of all of this insanity. So up front in this segment, I want to get his view on what's currently happening, the forced inoculations, the world government plan. It's come out that General Flynn was totally set up, that the FBI lied on the 302s and even bragged about it. They were so secure they were going to get rid of Trump. That Comey, dirty cop Comey, has now been caught trying to set up Trump and Flynn. That's on InfoWars.com. It is just crazy, this time we're all alive in right now. And you've got Project Veritas out there investigating, getting banned on YouTube and places for showing the hospitals are empty. That's now all admitted. Well, now Project Veritas, New York City funeral home directors claim COVID-19 deaths inflated. It's all coming out. This is the big thrust. It's the big takeover. It's the invisible enemy. The Clintons and Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom have announced that they're never going to end the lockdown and that they're going to have brigades of private citizens going around policing you and forcibly inoculating you. Folks, you cannot make this up. It's all on Bandai Video. But going to Mark Passio right now, who's joining us. Mark, thanks for coming on. In the time we've got, like 9 minutes of this segment, what do you call this time we're in? I see it as a globalist emergence, their attempted operation to shove us back into fear and control.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me back on the show. I personally refer to the time that we are in as a species as cosmic judgment. This is what I have referred to it in my work in the past on numerous occasions. I think humanity is really being judged on a cosmic basis as a species. My show on WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com always begins with the concept that we are at a choice as a people. This is our critical moment of choice. And this is it. This is what that saying at the beginning of What on Earth is Happening refers to. And I refer to that as a point
of
judgment.
I totally agree with you. We are under total judgment right now.
And, you know, what's really happening is people are being placed. It's not that anything is really changing in people. It's that what's happening is what's inside of people is being revealed. Their true spiritual nature, that of what they worked on themselves as a person, how they developed themselves, how they developed their soul as a human being, is
exactly
actually being revealed.
Everything is being magnified right now. Like, I got to be honest with you. I've never been super reckless, but now I'm like 10 times more aggressive and not backing down. I feel my very essence is magnified right now.
Absolutely. Because what is in a person is going to come forward even more. And if people haven't done that internal work, you're going to be able to see it very much displayed in the public eye, you know, because we're seeing who is in a deep state of fear and who is not controlled by fear. See, fear is what they want to generate as the personal state of mind. That's what this whole PSYOP is about. Not that the virus isn't real. It's an actual disease. But the whole point is the fear that is being hyped is not warranted because this isn't
exactly the hysterical stampede the UN admits is going to kill 135 million people in the next 16 months. And it's like, no, well, screw them. I'm wearing my mask. I went on the hike and bike trail this morning at like 6 a.m. And there'd be people 30 feet away, like jumping to the bushes away from me because I wasn't wearing a mask. I mean, it's like it's all virtue signaling. But you're right. They're worshiping a fear. They're worshiping the fear god.
Without a doubt. That's what they want to hold people in, because people in fear don't make rational decisions and they're far easier to control. See, and I look at things from a much more causal relationship. I try to get down. I think what sets my work apart from others is that I get down. I don't so much focus on the 3D worldly events as I
do the psychological. Exactly. Not the latest events, but the larger constructs of why they're doing this.
That's right.
Let's start there, Mark Fazio. Why are they doing this now?
Well, what they want to generate is the state of fear to make people more easily controllable. But there's a causal factor of human fear. People never look at the why. They never go down to the causation. Okay, that's what my work is all about, getting down to the why of things. Why does anyone generally fear anything? The root causal factor of any form of fear is ignorance. We fear as a species, we fear as individuals, that which we don't understand. When you have knowledge, that dispels fear. It dispels the ignorance, and therefore it dispels the fear.
And that's why the occult tries to keep it hidden.
That's right. That's what hiding knowledge is all about. Because if you can keep people ignorant, that is the driving causal factor of keeping them in a state of fear, a fearful state of mind, and therefore they become easier to control. Then what's the result? What do you get manifested on the other side? Cowardice and inaction is the result. And if there's anything that I can 100% agree on what you have said, Alex, it is that God hates cowards. The creator of the universe hates cowardice. We are here to be bold and brave and to move forward in the face of our fear and to dispel our fear with knowledge, to dispel our ignorance with knowledge. Okay? And if we don't do that, we are not using the tools that the creator has gifted us with. And if I could say that the creator of the universe, I would never usually say that it hates. I wouldn't even ascribe that human quality. But if I could say that it hates any aspect of humanity, it hates cowardice the most.
Well, it's true. God hates cowards. So the crazy thing is everyone getting into the cowardice is the ones that get destroyed.
That's how it works. I mean, you know, it's not so much that, you know, people, you know, are just inherently ignorant and fearful. It's that they're buying into this media manipulation. They actually believe that the mainstream media is telling them anything that resembles the truth. They want to believe that because they don't want to accept the worldview that would have to be developed on the other side, that this is a deliberate agenda, that it is driven by lies, it is driven toward harming more people, not toward helping more people. And, you know, what this whole event has really showed me is that the mainstream media has far more power than we've given it credit for to manipulate people's
minds.
Oh, yeah.
They uncloaked here. They showed us the big dogs.
Sure. And the freedom movement doesn't want to believe that. You know, they want to believe that it's, you know, being relegated to the realm of dinosaur media and it's not doesn't hold the sway that it once did over people. I don't really agree. I think that it's really has still a lot of hold over the human mind and keeping people in this level of fear.
By the way,
from
somebody that coined the term dinosaur media, I was simply saying it was the old system. It would try to take over this system. But I totally agree with you that no, it's more powerful than ever because the people have become so domesticated.
And because of the censorship that's being done by the tech giants, that's contributing hugely into mainstream media.
Well, let me ask you this then. Instead of kissing Trump's ass, which I know you don't do, I want to believe in the president. But, you know, he's talking about forced inoculations next year. I mean, what's going on with Trump?
playing way too much of a political game, obviously, and I never really placed too much trust in him. I kind of sat back on the sidelines, waited to see if he would do anything regarding any of these losses of freedoms. I think the only good thing that he has done in his presidency is pointed out that the established mainstream media is a joke and fake news. And other than that, he's gotten really very poor grades in trying to reverse any of the course of totalitarianism that this country is going down and has been going down for a long time, as far as I'm concerned. And it's unfortunate because I think he was in a position to much more educate people and, you know, help people to understand, you know, true rights if he really believed in that. So I'm personally disappointed, but I never really put too many eggs in that basket personally to begin with.
Well, sure. Trump was a manifestation of people wanting to get out of this. It doesn't mean that, you know, he can control everything or do miracles. But no, I hear you. And I'm watching very closely. You know, he says, oh, we're going to take on China over this. But then the other article is, oh, we got an Fauci's got an inoculation for 300 million Americans. Mark Passio is our guest. He's with whatonearthishappening.com. I watch his shows. I like his shows. I think he's an informative guy. I think he's a good guy. And my wife watches his as well. We're going to come back with him then and get into the big picture today and where he thinks this is all going and how people can empower themselves not to be programmed and controlled. But this is one hell of a time to be alive right now, folks. Anybody that's on the sidelines, you need to know there's no such thing as a sideline right now. There are no sidelines in this fight. This is for all the marbles. And I, from my own view, we'll talk to Mark about this when we come back. I just see things getting more intense from here out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Our guest, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I got to tell you, the InfoWars success rate got turned up from like a 1 to about 100 in the last few weeks, and I don't say that with pleasure. They got drones over the office. They got the FBI parked out in the parking lot. When I'm able to tell you about all this, it's incredible. I've had lawyers calling today saying, don't talk about it yet, Jones. But it's not just me. They're coming after everybody. So people ask, well, thanks for your courage. My courage? It's not courage standing up against this. It's survival. It isn't some magic thing. It's default. You better do it. But Mark Passio, you've got a lot of points to make. You're a smart guy. I enjoy watching your videos. I wish you put more out. Because yeah, sometimes you're sparing. It took a few months off. We were missing those. But what on earth is happening, the name of your show? Because Bill Gates is suddenly going, okay, my vaccines are going to kill a lot of people, but you're going to take them. And they're hiring youth brigades now. The Democrats have announced it. Folks, I'm not joking. You just tuned in. There's like video of Bill Clinton going, we're hiring all the youth to come to your house and make sure you take shots. It's like suddenly they go from preparing it behind the scenes, we warn people, to the emergence is here. And just for me, it's like we knew this demon was about to be born. It's now here. What do we do?
Well, if I could sum up what on earth is happening in a very quick way, I would say that what is happening on this planet is mind control and ultimately slavery. And I think people need to stop euphemizing things and call them what they are. You know, that's what's happening on earth. Humanity is an enslaved species. And we are under mind control as a species. And that is, you have to have spiritual weakness to go under mind control. You know, it's like spirituality, true spirituality, and truly being anchored in truth is like a shielding of sorts.
No, I agree. And what you're saying is true. So why do some people have it and some don't? Because, people want to be delusional.
Courage. I mean, courage is that shielding. It's that armor, you know, and then knowledge, taking in knowledge about what is true, what is right, what is real, dispelling the difference between illusion and reality. You know, these are all themes of my work. One of the underlying themes of my work is the difference between that which truly exists in nature and the natural world versus constructural ideas that only exist in the minds of men and women. You know, that don't actually exist in nature, in point of fact reality. And one of the things
that people... So let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
What are they doing right now? I know it's about enslavement and control, but why are they launching it all now?
They think they have people's minds where they need them, and I can't disagree with that point. I think that they know that they really have through the forms of media that are embedded all around us, and even through the types of waves that we are continuously bombarded with. I think that they think that they have human thought patterns exactly where they need them to actually seize physical control. And the reason is because of the ignorance that people don't know what true morality is. People don't know what natural law is. They don't know what rights are ultimately. And if you don't really know what a right is, you can never truly protect it. If you can't define something properly, you're not in a position to actually
explain
protect
to folks
it.
What rights are.
A right is an action that does not cause harm to another sentient being. And 99.999% of humanity cannot give that simple definition and get it correct. And if you just do a social experiment and ask people if they know the actual definition of a human right, they cannot give that definition accurately. And that's the problem.
Yeah, rights are human actions that do not create what you'd call sin or a violation of somebody else's freedom.
That's correct. And rights don't change or become suspended in a crisis. Because
the exercise of rights only builds higher orders of civilization.
And higher levels of freedom. And that's because the law of freedom under natural law, under God's law, the creator of the universe, is that as people in the aggregate, in the collective, become more moral, they, in the collective, become more free.
So talk about your personal path before a minute to break, how you got involved, the things you saw in the occult, and what woke you up, because that could be a path for others to get out of that.
Oh, yeah, that's a, sort of a long story, but I'll try to make it brief. And it's something that very, very, very few people in humanity have ever really undergone, because the amount of people that ever truly get involved in any schools of dark occultism are infinitesimally small. These are very small numbers of people who are truly running things. My background is that I became involved at some point because of disillusionment with religion and disillusionment with the institutions of humanity. I became involved in dark occultism. I sought out.
Your search took you to dark places.
That's right. My search took me directly into Satanism. You know, I'll just be honest with people. And this is when I was in my late teen years, into my early 20s. And I became involved with an organization called the Church of Satan, but many other ancillary groups of Satanists, not just that organization on the West Coast. And I saw, through direct involvement with dark occult orders, and particularly satanic groups, satanic grottos in my tri-state area, that people in high-level positions of power in just about every institution in our society were Satanists and were involved in these types of satanic grottos.
And by the way, Mark, that happened to me as well. I never got actively involved, but they were trying to constantly get me involved, and I was like 12, 13, 14, 15, and so I saw that as well, but that's a blessing, because that was actually a bird's eye view into it.
It opened my eyes so much that it drove me into very, very deep study of what was really taking place in this world. You know, until I actually saw the types of people that were involved in Satanism at the higher levels, I probably would have been one of these sleeping zombies myself and not questioned things to the level that I did. So it was a blessing in disguise.
Well, that's right. God works in mysterious ways, but that's the crazy thing, right, is to see they claim they're empowering. They claim it's about human advancement, but really it's just about enslavement.
Well, see, the whole point of me getting involved in Satanism is appeal to the ego. It's about taking in hidden knowledge that other people don't have access to or is suppressed in the population so that you can gain a tactical advantage over your fellow man or woman in any endeavor you happen to be getting involved with in your life.
Well, that's again, what's true. You have the knowledge they don't.
Right. And in my egoic state in my earlier years, that's what drew me into this circle of people. And this type of knowledge. And then when I saw that they were really trying to enslave people, they weren't trying to just increase their personal power. They were trying to enslave others. And they
wanted to lower people's power.
That's right. They want to be God. That's what it really comes down to. It comes down to they're trying to usurp the position of the creator as the lawmaker in the universe. The only lawmaker in the universe is the creator. Moral law is the only law other than physical law.
And no one can be above that.
We have physical laws and... That's right. That's why God is the sovereign of all creation, you know, and that's the lawmaker. And what these people want to do and people in government want to do is they want to usurp the position of the creator of the universe, and they want to become the maker of law and dictate what law is.
Wow, this is powerful. Dictate Mark Passio, whatonearthishappening.com, a smart guy. I really love watching the show. He's really smart. He knows what he's talking about. I've seen it, folks. I've seen it.
I've seen the devil. And I came back from it. But not unscathed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's all over the news. Your dogs are watching you.
your shoes by a school year.
Our little friends,
your plans,
our psychic comforters,
your
are now watching us when we train to smell the COVID.
Your children, your photos, your home.
And now parents under CPS investigation for taking children to the bank. We're all guilty. We're all suspect. You can't go to the beach. You can never leave. And the control never ends. And Bill Gates captains the whole thing. Mark Passio, I want to get you on more than every 6 months. You should come on routinely. You should host an hour a week if you want. But just, I've been asking questions here. What do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners when our audience is, let's just say, not just quite large, but very influential?
Well, I'd like to take them through a little bit of a progression that I would consider a stepping stone toward spiritual enlightenment, because that's what I really get into in my work. You know, I like to look at it as a science of spirituality, you know, and it's not religious, but it is very spiritual, and it's an understanding of what spirituality is all about, and what spirituality's end goal is freedom, true freedom for every individual, not just some. You know, and
God's goal is freedom, but they put all these churches and priesthoods in front of it. What you talk about is absolutely true. That's what I've personally experienced.
That's exactly right. That's what the creator of the universe wants. That's what the will of creation is, freedom.
No middleman, just us and God.
That's right. Then there's no middleman needed. Every individual should have a one-to-one connection with that creative power, you know. And the whole thing we have to understand if we're going to advance ourselves toward spiritual enlightenment is that rights do not change. Rights don't become suspended in a crisis. And there's a reason for that. Rights don't change or become suspended in a crisis because rights don't come from human beings. This is what people even in the freedom movement have to stop believing and thinking, that rights are like somehow granted by human beings to other human beings. No, rights don't come from human beings. Rights come from the creator of the universe. Our rights are endowed to us by creation itself.
So, interrupt. Whatever was the moment when you're searching things out, different things, Satanism, all of it? When did you finally find God? When did you finally figure out it was a lie?
It took years. It took years for me to come out of that mindset after I left the dark occult. Years. Years of deep.
But it took years to get out of it. When did you make the turn to get out of it? Like a cruise ship takes time to turn, but like, when did you make the turn? What was it? Was like
in the late 1990s, when I went through what I would consider a very dark night of my soul and became extremely depressed and realized that only through knowledge and the understanding of the laws of nature, of the laws that God put into place in creation, was I going to really come out of that dark.
And exactly. People say, oh, the founders were a cult or the founders were Christian. No, they were beyond that. They were the laws of nature. They really got it.
And that's what's enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. And it was simple deism. It was the belief in a creator, a higher power, a creative power that basically created all the laws of the universe. And it also governs behavior because it created the laws of morality. We are not just bound by the physical laws. We are bound by spiritual laws, which are the moral laws of creation. It's what I call, referred to, and many other philosophers have referred to as natural law. And those are the consequential laws that are in effect that govern the results, the consequences of the behaviors that we choose through our free will.
If you don't discipline your children, you're going to get demons. I mean, or if you drink 5 gallons of whiskey, you're going to die of liver failure. There's like no
laws. Put your hand over a hot fire, there's going to be an inevitable, inescapable result. And the same is true with how we behave. Through our free will, we are free to choose our behaviors, but we are never insulated from the consequences of those behaviors. They go out into the world, have a ripple effect, and then create the reality that we
must. I always call myself a libertarian until I realize those actions create things in the universe that create a whole nother effect.
That's right. And, you know, I think I know that your audience has somewhat of a religious persuasion. You know, they may be a Christian, and I would consider myself not a church Christian, but what I call an esoteric Christian. Okay, and I'm fine with that label even. Okay, I don't even consider it religious. I think there is, again, a science that underlies spirituality. There's a science of morality. I'm actually making a documentary about it called The Science of Natural Law. And, you know, if we look at just the biblical allegory of the Garden Garden of Eden. You know, I think it's something that your listeners would relate to a little bit. You know, that the Creator forbids, his creation from eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But many people don't understand what that biblical allegory means. It means that the knowledge of good and evil actually means the understanding of the difference between right and wrong. And that the Creator of the universe put those laws, put the difference between right and wrong into effect in nature. And what the eating of the fruit of that tree represents is taking that unto oneself. It doesn't mean physically consuming it. Allegorically, it means that you are taking that upon yourself and taking that into yourself in the sense that you are saying that you are the arbiter of it. That's
exactly. No, you're saying I can judge good and evil. Only God can do that. You are now entering into that mode instead of just following God's plan.
You can't say that you are the creator of it. You can only discover what it is because it already exists in creation. So the eating of it means you're taking it unto yourself, unto your own power to say, I am now the arbiter of good and evil, and I can say what good is, and I can say what evil is. I can dictate those things. I can arbitrate those things. We are not the creators of the laws of the universe. We are not the creators of moral law. We are not the creators of right and wrong.
Fruit, we're saying we're God.
That's right. That's right. Instead of being the discoverer of those laws, we are again claiming that we are going to usurp the position of the true lawmaker, the creator of the universe, and become God ourselves. And that's what all lawmakers do.
When you actually go under God in the natural law, then you get all the power, everything opens up. They keep thinking, saying their God does it, it all just malfunctions. I don't know why they don't know that.
Well, they do, Alex. They understand, from my being around them, they do understand natural law, and they reject it so hatefully because they feel that that is imprisoning themselves because they want to be able to
do like Satan. They're saying, no, I'm above God.
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't work if it isn't God running it.
What they are trying to do is turn natural law upside down and escape the karmic debt consequences by getting other people to do their
explain that, because that's what Bohemian Grove is. It's a giant ritual to get out of karmic debt.
Yes, it's a Babylonian absolution ritual and a Carthaginian absolution ritual that comes down out of ancient Babylon and into Carthage.
Explain that.
So this is an absolution ritual to absolve themselves of their wrongdoings before they even do them. They are saying in advance of the wrongdoing we are going to do throughout the duration of the next year, we are going to perform this ritual called the killing of what we call dull care, which is our conscience. And by doing this ritualistically, we are going to absolve ourselves of all the wrongdoing that we are going to perform over the next solar cycle or the next 365.
And why are they so blind? Obviously, that doesn't work.
Well, because they think they're God. They think they can absolve themselves of their sins. They think that they can say what right and wrong are.
So they're not just priests. They believe they're God.
They consider themselves a priest class that itself constitutes being God on earth, ruling a prison, ruling hell instead of serving in heaven. Absolutely. And again, this is, allegorical as far as
with them. They took it deadly serious. They did the ritual. They were shaking.
I'm just trying to say my belief structure is that this is like allegorical. I do believe in a creator, a higher power.
No, I get you're saying it's allegorical. I get it. But yes. I'm saying with them, they believe they were committing like this most powerful ritual.
Yes. They absolutely believe in their rituals, and they believe that those rituals and the carrying out of them does have power in the real world, without a doubt. From all the Satanists that I was around, they firmly believe that in their minds. They believe in that power of what they consider magic or ceremonial ritual. So what we have to understand about their mindset, see, people have to research into Satanism much deeper. They have a Hollywood understanding of it, this Hollywood bearing.
We got one more segment. You got to come back tomorrow, and you're absolutely right. Mark Passio is our guest. Because no Satanism is another enemy, folks. And I'm sorry, it's real. They're going to get killed by death. You know, the Grim Reaper is shit by God. Killed by death.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus-free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Got their Valhalla. If Satan was in full control, if he was God, what would you do? Just like tear humans apart in pieces as a vandalism against God because we're made by God? Because I think that's things people need to get is it doesn't matter how much we serve Satan. Satan hates us because who made us?
The Satanists and dark occultists of our world want the powers of a god that have been attributed to what the Creator is and can do, meaning know everything, control everything, be anywhere at any place, and never be able to be dethroned from power. And that is what they are setting up the earth to be, a prison that they rule over, that people cannot even see that they are that these dark occultists are in power and that the population is enslaved. That is ultimately what dark occultism is about creating on the face of the earth.
And can't the servants of it see how weak they are? Like, they're pathetic.
They believe they're going to be in a special class of people that, has more rights than everyone else and is essentially a ruling class where there's, then a slave class beneath them. But they don't understand that they're completely owned and controlled by the dark force, the entropic force within creation, the chaotic force, which has been, traditionally called Satan.
Gods of Satan. God let this happen. Well, if God has to give us free will, all a God could do was create new potential gods. And I'm not saying we're all gods. I'm saying the potential of the universe, little g, image of God.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to have children, they might be bad, they might be good, but I mean, I've got to, having them is giving them free will, is creating a new sentient being with free will.
Right. We are lowercase c creators, and I would consider that we are co-creators collectively of the human experience. And we are given free will to be able to create through our behavior anything. And what we have essentially allowed ourselves to be manipulated into creating is a prison for ourselves. That is one of the saddest things, but it's also very true.
And you've been saying that for years, and now, boy, yeah. Is it obvious. We are building our own prison.
Sure. See, what people have to understand is that the Creator of the universe endowed everyone with exactly the same natural rights. No one has been given any more or less rights. This is what it means to be equal under natural law.
We're created equal. Doesn't mean we're equal. We're created equal.
That's correct. Doesn't mean we have the same characteristics or abilities or anything like that. It doesn't mean sameness. It means equality in our natural rights. No individual has any more natural rights than any other individual. We all have the right to do the same behaviors which do not cause harm to other sentient beings. When we break that, when we do behaviors that are harmful, which are murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, willfully lying, we are harming others. We are stealing something from them that isn't our right to take, whether it be their freedom, their property, their wellness, etc. Okay? No one. And here's the other thing people have to understand: to truly become more spiritually aware, awake, and enlightened, you have to understand that no one in the world who doesn't possess individually the right to perform a particular action inherently can grant or delegate that right to perform that action upon anyone else. See, this is what the dark occultists tell people that they can do. You know, they say, okay, an individual doesn't have this right, but we can set up a group of people calling themselves government, calling themselves police, calling themselves military, and they can perform these behaviors to people or stop them from performing behaviors.
And now, we say they don't want to. Turns out the Clintons are behind a new brown shirt division that will do forced inoculations in America. I mean, this is their full assault, and they always build the same paradigm over and over again.
Well, order followers are always manipulated into carrying out the wrongful actions that the satanic order givers above them that are truly their masters want them to do but won't do themselves because they don't want that karma.
Why are the evil leaders so weak? Like, there was some super badass dude with lightning bolts and stuff I could see following him. The leaders of evil are like jokes.
Because modern sorcery doesn't have to do with shooting lightning bolts out of your hands. Modern sorcery is all about the manipulation and control of the human mind. This is what people have to understand that Satanism really is. It's the influence and control of the mind with really dark, mental manipulation. They understand, they're ancient psychologists. They understand more about how the human mind works than anyone else. They're ancient, high-level practitioners
of human psychology. Bill Gates has been doing it for the last year, but now Zuckerberg, who admittedly works under him, they wear pink sweaters. Because, if Hitler wore a pink outfit, he would have won World War II. It's like, oh, I'm wearing pink. It's just so obvious.
And, you know, they always try to play into the emotional mind control of people. They always try to make people think we're looking out for your best interest. We care. And nothing could be further from the truth. And that's because they have to manipulate people who would generally want to do the right thing. You know, and get them to
exactly.
Believe
evil that people are manipulating right. Good people to sign right. Onto their mission.
Yeah. And then they're taking on, especially the order followers, they're taking on their karmic debt. That's how they're going to escape the karmic consequence in according to the laws of creation, the spiritual laws of morality. The people who are really the high-level manipulators, they're not going to take on the bulk of the karmic consequence. They're going. Who's going to take
exactly.
On that
they
karmic consequence?
Exactly. They trick us to be the enforcers.
Followers.
They know what they're doing.
That's right.
That's why
they understand how natural law works.
This vaccine's going to kill a lot of people. He has to tell you that.
Right. It's because they understand how natural law works. They understand how free will works. And they can't outright really truly break those laws, but they can bend them. They can manipulate people into breaking natural law themselves as individuals. And this is what all order followers have always done since the dawn of human civilization. They have actually performed
the act. Like his mother, IBM, all like his dad, a eugenicist. Like,
he wants worldly power, and he wants control physically over other people through whatever the technology they are going to unleash, put in the vaccines, control and track through technology and computing and wireless technologies. He wants to be a controller. He's a control freak. The control freaks ultimately deep down inside themselves hate themselves. Because they have no personal power. They're weak, pathetic individuals who have no personal sense of power in their minds, in their hearts. They're not truly loved or can truly love. Okay? They have a weakened sense of the soul. They have a weakened sense of self and of emotions. And they're like deadened, soulless husks of beings to begin with. And so what they want is a sense of power. And so because they've been treated wrong or been undergone trauma, or they have just felt a sense of low self-worth and just, you know, just have this sense of self-loathing their whole lives. They just want power over other people to make themselves feel some sense of power in their lives because they never had any sense of power. All the money in the world never brought them any sense of self-peace, of peace of mind, of self-worth. And that's what's going on deep inside these people psychologically, is that they hate themselves so much they have to transfer all of that and dump it onto other people and try to control them like a little control freak. And because they can't even do that physically because they're weaklings, they want to do that technologically, and they want to do that through the manipulation of the human mind.
In your research into the Satanists, did you run into Michael Aquino, who's putting those articles on screen?
Well, oh, of course. I had some ancillary affiliations with people who belong to the Temple of Set, although I never became an official member of that organization myself. I did know many people who were involved with it.
And again,
and I tell you right now, Aquino is a sick, sick individual who got involved in experimenting how to really torture people with electricity. The electronic torture was one of his fortes. And this guy became a general in the army. You know, that's who gets promoted in the armed forces, Satanists who experiment with electronic torture. And then, of course, he was implicated in all the traffic of children in pedophilia scandals through the Presidio military base and, you know, funneling them into Washington, D.C. He facilitated all of that. You know,
yeah, I ran into him once.
Never did a day's jail time. You know, never.
I ran into him once.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't told that story yet. It wasn't like it was a football game in Dallas in Rock Hall, and I remember there was these really rich people that were there and all this stuff that was going on, and like, and they were all Satanists, but it was like crazy. And all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, here's the Colonel. You want to meet him?" And I remember I was putting the pictures up of him. He's sitting there with those stupid eyebrows. I remember going, "Those are ridiculous eyebrows," but sure as hell, yeah.
If crazy. People want to read into what this person's mindset is, I would highly recommend downloading his book called The Ruby Tablet of Set. The Ruby Tablet of Set, if you could find that online. Check it out. It'll tell you what his ideology is and what he thinks of human beings. See, people have to understand, Satanism isn't what Hollywood has portrayed it as, going out and having rituals in the forest, sacrificing animals and stuff like
that. Some banging on cheerleaders.
Yeah, there's some elements of that somewhere deep in it, but it is ultimately a worldview. It is a
That's
way
right.
of
Let's seeing explain the satanic people. Worldview. Straight ahead.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.